Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back, and better than ever. From John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. The Catholic Defender, the saint, Kateri Teka, with the story of heroic faith, our saint of the day for July 14th. New York in 1656 was a much different place. The Europeans were firmly planted in the New World. By 1626, Manhattan was purchased by Dutch settlers, and from that time on, let's call it progress. The tolls on the bridges and tunnels in New York, more expensive than what the Dutch settlers paid for the whole island. St. Kateri was born in a small village outside of Orangeville, New York, just 30 years later. She was born into the Mohawk tribes and was part of the Iroquois Nation that were populated up in the upper northeast United States and Canada. For centuries, the Mohawks were defenders and guardians of the Iroquois Federation, protecting against invasion by neighboring Indian tribes. The Mohicans called them Ma-Onklink, meaning the Bear Place people. It was the Dutch that gave them the name Mohawk. They were known for being warriors. There were several Catholic missionaries such as St. Isaac Yogue, St. John Delangeni, just 18 years old, and others who gave their lives bringing Christ to the New World. Father Isaac Yogue would be forced to run the gauntlet running through the lines of Indians while a prisoner of the Iroquois in 1641. He described the ordeal in a letter that appears in the book, The Jesuit Martyrs in North America. Through his preaching, Christ was introduced, and many of the Iroquois accepted Christ. With the coming of the Europeans to the New World, they also brought with them disease. The common cold was for the Indians very dangerous. Smallpox would literally kill St. Teka with his mother when she was only 4 years old, and Kateri was also infected. This caused a slight disfigurement of her face. Relatives would raise St. Kateri Tekawatha, where by the time she was 13 years old, she began listening to stories of Jesus Christ that captivated her soul. She developed a deep love for our Lord and his mother, the Virgin Mary. Mary, the mother of all Christians, would become the spiritual mother of St. Kateri Tekawatha. St. Tekawatha would be baptized at the age of 20. Despite the great opposition among her tribe. The Mohawk Indians were largely animists in their belief system. Their way of life was totally different from the Europeans who brought Christianity to them. The diseases made it hard for the Indians at that time to get past their superstitions. Despite the internal persecution St. Tekawatha received from her family and tribe, she remained firm in her Catholic faith. In Canada, there was a Christian colony that eventually St. Tekawatha would move to where she lived, out of prayer and penance. Because of her experience with smallpox, she had a heart of compassion for the sick and ill, where she cared and worked to bring aid to the suffering. Every morning before dawn, St. Tekawatha would be waiting for the priest to open the chapel door and would remain there until after the last prayers had been offered. She loved the Mass offered each day. She had experienced the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, which became her source of strength and inspiration. St. Paul writes, "For we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles, but those who are called Jews and Christians alike, Christ gave the power of God and the wisdom of God." St. Tekawatha's life became centered on the Lord's passion, death, and resurrection from the dead. Over the objections of her tribe, she loved the image of the crucifix, which reminded her of his great love for her. Christ's call for his church to go out to the nations continues this very day and will until he returns. At the age of 24, St. Tekawatha died on April 17, 1680. This was on a Wednesday of Holy Week when the people gathered around her bedside. It was now only a matter of time. There were two Catholic priests present, Father Chochetere and Cholomon, and who provided the anointing of the sick for St. Tekawatha. Jesus would die. She would die peacefully in the arms of her friend, Marie Teresa. And words were, "Jesus, I love you." Symbolically, she died at 3 o'clock, at the 3 o'clock hour, just as Jesus died on the cross at the 3 o'clock hour. Heaven gives a great sign of her reward to her. God, as the scars of smallpox vanish from her face. She is very beautiful in death, as she is for all eternity with the saints in heaven. Father Cholonek writes, "This face so marked and swarthy, suddenly changed about a quarter of an hour after her death and became a moment so beautiful and so white that I observed it immediately. So beautiful was St. Tekakwitha that word spread of the miracle and she became known as the Lily of the Mohawks. Hebrews 12:1 states, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden, St. Tekakwitha being among the great crowd of heaven 3 weeks later before three of her friends who were still shedding tears of sorrow for her. Anastasia Turgon-Hotze Ogno, her mentor, and Marie Theresa and her companion, and Father Cho Cherry reported that St. Tekakwitha was seen in a vision kneeling, holding a wooden cross that shone like the sun. St. Tekakwitha was appearing in glory on her way home, as if to say goodbye. Father Charcheri states that he witnessed St. Tekakwitha for 2 hours, and her face lifted towards heaven as if in ecstasy. The signs from heaven have been seen in the lives of many saints with a great... What a great vision to behold that Jesus will say to you, well done, good and faithful servant. That should place a goal of all of us. That should be the goal of all of us. A church was built in her honor, and by 1684, pilgrimages soon took place. Many reported miracles and conversions would take place, including one of the Mohawk chiefs. The priest turned her bones to dust, and set the ashes within the chapel, symbolizing her presence on earth. Katsaria Tekakwitha is the first Native American to be declared a saint, as she was canonized on 10/21/2012 by Pope Benedict XVI. Her feast day is July 14th, and is honored to be the patroness of the environment and ecology, as is St. Francis of Assisi. Throughout the devotion given to ministries, were developed helping the Native Americans through the United States and Canada. Today, thousands visit annually to shrines dedicated to Kateri. You can visit her place of birth at Orangeville, New York, this very day. John 3:16 states, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. Lord God, you called the Virgin Saint Kateri Tekakwitha to shine among the American Indian people as an example of innocence of life. Through her intercession, may all peoples of every tribe, tongue, and nation, having been gathered into your church, proclaiming your greatness in song of praise. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. And that is our saint for the day, St. Kateri Tekakwitha. What a story.
Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
Oh, but they'll sure bless.
Yes, they will. And Mike, just a sneak peek for tomorrow's Saint of the Day, Saint Bonaventure. Saint Bonaventure. Tomorrow.
Oh, we're looking forward to that one.
Yes, and today's saint, Kateri Tekakwitha. What a story. What a beautiful story. And I think it's fantastic.
I'm right now located about 60 miles from Manhattan.
Oh, man. One day when you get a chance, that would be kind of nice to go to make a pilgrimage there. But there she became radiant. And it kind of goes with that, with what the scriptures tell us, that no eye, you know, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has it, has the heart ever pondered what God has in store for those who love Him. And what a wonderful, there's no disease or illness there in heaven. And so she was made beautiful. The smallpox had no hold on her in death. Oh, that is just, wow.
That also says that we won't need doctors in heaven.
No. No. But Jesus being there, you know, think about him.
Well,
he's
the ultimate healer.
Yeah, he is. That's exactly right. And so now we'll do our pray for priests, men in black.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. St. John Vianney. And our prayer for the priests today comes from St. Therese of Lisieux. O Jesus, eternal priest, keep your priest within the shelter of your sacred heart, where none may touch them. Keep them, keep unstained their anointed hands, which daily touch your sacred body. Keep unsullied their lips, daily purpled with your precious blood. Keep pure and unearthly their hearts, sealed with the sublime mark of the priesthood. Let your holy love surround them and shield them from the world's contagion. Bless their labors with abundant fruit, and may the souls of whom they minister be their joy and consolation here and in heaven, their beautiful and everlasting crown. Amen. O Jesus, I pray for your faithful and fervent priests, for your unfaithful and tepid priests, for your priests laboring at home or abroad in distant mission fields, for your tempted priests, for your lonely and desolate priests, for your young priests, for your dying priests, for the souls of your priests in purgatory. But above all, I recommend to you the priest dearest to me, the priest who baptized me, the priest who absolved me from my sin, the priest at whose mass I assisted, and who gave me your body and blood in Holy Communion, the priests who taught and instructed me, all the priests to whom I am indebted in any other way. O Jesus, keep them all close to your heart and bless them abundantly in time and in eternity.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And as we pray for our priests, we remember and we pray for Pope Francis. We pray for all our clergy, and we pray for your whole Catholic Church. We pray for those who are suffering under every kind of addiction. We pray for those who need deliverance. We pray for America. We pray for the family. We pray for our families. And we pray for our children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Oh, little Teresa, a tress of the child Jesus, please pick for me a rose from the heavenly gardens, and send it to me as a message of love. O little flower of Jesus, God, to grant the favors I now place with confidence in your hands, for children everywhere, for their innocence and protection. St. Therese, help me to always believe, as you did, in God's great love for me, so that I might imitate your little ways each day. Amen. And that particular prayer came from St. Therese, the little flower. And St. Joseph, very important. Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Whisper in the ears of the children to run and hide until the danger passes. Joseph, watch over me and care for me just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may I come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers. Through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, St. Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious St. Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O St. Joseph, do assist me by your powerful intercession and obtain for me from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that having experienced here below your heavenly power, I may offer my thanksgiving and homage to the most loving of fathers. And so, Saint Sebastian is commonly depicted in art and literature tied to a post or tree and shot with arrows. And the artistic depiction of Saint Sebastian is considered symbolic of the virtues and gifts of strength, stamina, perseverance, courage, and justice in the face of adversity. And St. Maria Goretti, patron saint of youth, teenage girls, and forgiveness. St. Daphne, patron saint of stress, anxiety, and mental health. St. Daphne is recognized as patron for those suffering from mental illnesses, including stress, anxiety, depression, ADHD, and bipolar disorder. And Philomena is the patron saint of infants, babies, and youth. Little is known about her life, and this information was received by private revelation from her, martyred at the age 14 in the early days of the church. And St. Gianna is the patron saint of mothers, physicians, and unborn children. Her commitment to life and care for unborn children inspires the work we do with expectant and new mothers. And because St. Christopher offered protection to travelers and against sudden death, many churches place images of statues of him, usually opposite the south door, so that he could be easily seen. He is usually depicted as a giant with a child on his shoulder, death in one hand. And St. Michael the Archangel, illustrious leader of the heavenly army, defend us in the battle against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of darkness and the spirit of wickedness in high places. And St. Raphael, the Archangel, is the patron saint of healing. In Hebrew, his name literally means God heals. We can find Raphael in the Old Testament book of Tobit, where he is revealed as a healer of mind, body, and spirit. We can invoke his powerful intercession in our own daily lives. And St. Monica, who prayed for her son's conversion for 17 years, certainly knew what it is to wait, to encounter hardships, frustrations, and disappointments with a strong faith and with perseverance. And St. Anthony holds the child Jesus next to Mary of Nazareth, the saint most often seen in artwork, holding the child Jesus in his arms, St. Anthony of Padua. And so, with all this, we praise you, Lord Jesus, and we pray for our children.
It is time to pray for our priests.
the real Men in Black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priest.
I'm the man in black. Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for all? Children, call each other names. Children, play in the grown-up game. And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children. God's little children. Sweet, precious children. Pretty, dirty children.
Well, Mike, thank you again. And what a wonderful story. Did this story touch your heart today?
Oh, absolutely. Mike? Absolutely.
Think about the glory of God that can change the heart of anyone who seeks him. You know it?
Oh, amen.
And tomorrow, St. Bonaventure. And again, we're following the church calendar in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully, as St. Ignatius of Antioch, St. Ignatius of Loyola, as he was transformed to the Lord, through reading the lives of the saints that touched his heart. Hopefully anyone following us or participating with us or feeling the same odyssey that I am.
Yeah.
Because these stories, thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints.
And these are true stories.
Yes. Yes.
Somebody didn't just go into a corner by themselves and make all this up. You can't make this up.
No, you can't. And what a great blessing it is to be able to share these stories, to share these lives. You know, if you like baseball or basketball or football, you know, you can remember the great ones in their Hall of Fames. But here, we celebrate Heaven's Catholic Hall of Fame. Heaven. You reach there. you know, in heaven, and you know, there's no second string. We're all first string here in this battle right now. We're all first string.
Mm-hmm.
Age, it has nothing to do with it, or any, you know, we're all first string. So when you pray, the Lord loves you, and he
mm-hmm.
calls you to a deeper relationship with himself. And these saints are all about helping us get there. And that's what is, you know, the sacraments. Pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. Go to Mass as often as you can. And just lift up the Lord in your hearts. And so today, be blessed. You know, when I was in the Army, we would always talk to them. We would say, well, we're living the dream, you know. But in our holy Catholic faith, we're living the blessing. Yes, we are living the blessing. So thank you, Mike, and we will see you again tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Same bad time. Same bad station. And I got a song here from written by Rich Mullins. And he had a keen insight in his conversion to the Catholic faith. He came to understand that, or recognize that it's not that the Catholic Church overrates the saints, as Protestants, in his mind, underrated the saints. So when he started investigating this, he really began to see the truth in the Catholic Church and everything that it teaches. And so our Lord, as we know, is an awesome God. He's also our deliverer. So, Mike, thank you so much
right
again.
Here.
And so we're so thankful for everything, all the great gifts that our Lord has given us. And so, it all matters because Jesus lives. I'll end it with this song.
I believe in the Son. I believe in the risen One. I believe I overcome by the power of His blood. Amen. I was covered in sin and shame.
your name. There's a sweetness in your presence. All your children running home, singing songs of exaltation, lifting up your name. In the land of my Father, oh my soul.
God, your goodness, I have tasted.